Sure, okay. If you're in Moscow, you're in
Moscow?
A big communist country.
Russia?
Sure.
Russia.
So, okay. And if you're in Dublin, you're in
where?
Dublin. Huh? You heard of that? Okay. IRELAND?
Ireland?
Sure, okay. All right. What about this expression? If a man is able to lift very heavy weights, you say he's very
heavy.
Okay, he can pick up 300 pounds over his head. He's very
strong.
Sure. Okay. What about a boy who runs into things and trips over his own feet? You say he sure is
stubborn. Stubborn.
Well, I was just thinking about one that's when he reaches a certain age, he has trouble walking straight. I mean, you know, he just kind of bumps into things and trips over things easily. You say he sure is mighty.
Accident, accident prone.
Okay, or clumsy maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Awkward. Using the vote?
Clumsy.
Clumsy, okay. What about somebody who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it? He doesn't like to spend any of it.
Stingy.
Yeah. All right. What about if I said, old so-and-so is just as common as he can be? What would that mean to you? Would it be a good or a bad thing to say?
Good. It don't matter.
Would it ever be bad?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Oh, so-and-so is just as common as he can be. Would that mean he's kind of average, ordinary guy?
Yeah.
Average. Okay. All right. All right. What about somebody who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense at all? You'd say he's just a plain.
Boo.
Yeah. Would that be a strong thing to say about somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty strong? Okay. What about somebody that's always smiling and he has nice things to say about people? You'd say he's very...
polite.
Yeah, okay. And what about a person who might be getting older, maybe in their 90s, but still able to look after themselves? You might say, well, I don't care how old she is, she's still mighty...
independent.
Okay. All right. Active, maybe, something
mm-hmm.
like that? All right. What about a child that doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark? You say he's of the dark.
Frightened. Scared of the dark.
Okay. Or this expression, you might say, well, she's not afraid now, but she...
will be.
Well, in the past,
she has been.
Yeah, or she's not afraid now, but she used
to be.
Okay.
She used to be.
Okay. Or the opposite of that, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
used not to be.
Yeah. Okay. What about somebody who leaves a lot of money lying around on a table in plain sight with the doors unlocked? You'd say he's awfully
careless.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about, say if I have an aunt named Lizzie, I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, it's just that every now and then she acts kind of... she just acts kind of...
crazy.
Okay. But what if you heard somebody say, well, Aunt Lizzie, she just acts kind of queer. Would that have that meaning of kind of crazy? Could it ever mean that to you?
Mm-mm.
Has that word change mean? What would that mean to you if you just heard it? Jack's kind of queer.
Gay or something?
Yeah, like homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Mean that? Okay. What about a man who makes up his mind about something and just won't change it? You say he's mighty. Stubborn?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard mule headed or hard headed?
Yeah.
Which one?
Hard headed.
Hard headed. Okay. What about somebody you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty.
High tempered.
Okay.